105 Drive with Julian Clover.
The famous list of things we've got to do, the rules of Studio A, has come up, not for the first time, and the ban on squirrels. And you know, it's been up there for so long, I can't quite remember as to how squirrels got on the list in the first place. But I do remember, dear listener, a conversation about potted squirrels and a restaurant in Cambridge which may or may not have served them. I can name the restaurant. It's whether or not that squirrels are actually required in the recipe. Anyway, it's 5:36, about time I introduced my guest to you. Her name is Hawa Sadiq. She is the head of Enterprising Woman. Or is it woman or women?
Women.
Women. There's woman on my script. That's bad. The course, there's a course which is being started up. It's designed to help women who want to return to work, improve IT and digital skills, perhaps set up a home office or start and grow businesses using digital marketing. Welcome to Cambridge 105. Thank you very much
for
coming in. Pleasure. The thing which I always think about is whenever sort of the subject of IT gets raised.
Yes.
And I remember at school, we did the sponsored walks, we did this and we did that. And then it was discovered that to raise money for the computer room. And then it was discovered that the year below us would be the first ones to actually get to use it. And we didn't get a chance.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So my first time at a computer was when I turned up in an office and was told, that's the computer and you will use it. And that was it. And no training, and I just got on with it.
Okay.
So why does anybody need a course, man or woman?
Oh, well, of course, that's right, man or woman. I think it's just to give yourself the confidence, isn't it, to know that you're doing things in the right way and the fastest way. There's more than one way of doing everything, as we know, when using a computer. And I think you're lucky, actually. I think that you have had the natural intuition, as it were, to learn on your own. And some people just don't have that.
Not even amongst a peer group within within an office to sort that out.
Not even, you may not have that support from your colleagues necessarily, or you may be working at home on your own.
That's the key thing, which I know. Noticed and worth mentioning in the introduction, a lot more people are working home than they did, you know, all those years ago when I'd done that sponsored walk. Yeah. And if you're working remotely, either for yourself or for a company, it's that distinct lack of support, isn't
it? Yeah, and that's actually what these programs are actually designed for and focused on. And we have a specific course called Setting Up Your Own Home Office, and that's really to help women that are looking to do that. So just giving them tips and hints on how to make the most of working at home on your own, which IT systems to use, which Wi-Fi, just advice on and that sort of thing, and also time management skills, how not to drive yourself crazy also when you're working on your own as well at home, because it's so lonely. You need to network, you still need to meet people outside of the time that you have sitting in front of your computer. So these courses are really designed as well to encourage women that are working on their own how to make the most of that time.
At the risk of making a generalisation, I guess that women are more likely to be out of the workforce, you know, most likely having children, but other reasons, I guess, as well, and coming back, and 3 or 4 years later, Microsoft have brought out a new version of this, and Apple have upgraded that, and you kind of, it's like almost like you remember it, only not quite.
Yeah, I mean, what we are definitely seeing is that more and more women are starting up their own businesses. And there are women there that are, you know, setting up their businesses around their kitchen tables and don't really even see themselves as entrepreneurs. And of course they are. Mm. I had a lovely story from a lady I was speaking to just before Christmas that was making candles for her friends. Then she made a candle or candles for a wedding, and the orders have come trickling in and trickling in. And before you know it, she just doesn't have enough sort of time in the day to be able to help or to meet all those orders. So it's those sorts of businesses that are starting at home, and it's that sort of energy that we want to capture.
That sort of business is interesting. It might be making candles, it might be making fudge, it might be doing any one of a number of things. And you know, the skills may very well be there to make the candles. They may not be there to set up the website to sell the things.
Precisely.
And there's if you're making candles on your own, you can't necessarily keep hopping out to getting a pitch on Cambridge Market, for the sake of argument. You could do that. You could do very well. But then who's going to make the candles while you're there?
Yeah, exactly. And also the training that we also offer, things like how to use social media in order to promote your business as well. There's so many different types of social media.
And I ask anybody about social media and they're automatically an expert. This is what I've found with social media. Everybody knows how to do it.
And when you dig down a little bit more, you realise that they're not using it as well as they could be. And maybe it's just the wrong medium and platform for their audiences. So this is what we try to get across in our sessions as well. And they're all free. Mm. All of the training sessions are free and can be found on our website.
The social media story I like telling people at the moment, I don't know if you came across this, was the Daily Telegraph. Which was using Twitter quite a bit to promote its stories and, you know, getting stuff out there beyond the daily paper and encouraging people to the website. And then they did some proper market research on it, and it emerged that all the journalists were on Twitter, but all the readers, even for something like the Daily Telegraph, were actually on Facebook, and they were putting their marketing in exactly the wrong place.
I did hear that, and see, even the giants can get it wrong. Mm. So it does pay to just sit back, have a think, look at the landscape, work out who your audience is, who your customers are, and then use the right channel to get to them.
I guess the thing is, if somebody is, you know, busy making the candles, yes, are they going to have time to come to a course like this? You know, people might simply say, I'm too busy working. I've got children to look after.
We always use the old adage, you've got to work on your business and not in it. And it pays to take a step back just to assess where you are, have a look at your business plan, relook at your business plan, and think about how you want to grow your business, if it's your business that you want to grow.
Mm. How does people want to, if somebody wants to take part, if they want to go along, when and where, I guess, is the key question.
Okay, well, we've got them all over Cambridgeshire. So we're really, really delighted to be able to offer training everywhere across the county. We have training at March Library, Ely Library, Chatteris Library.
Okay, in the city libraries here, I guess that's the key thing for our listeners.
Oh, we do. We have training up at St John's Innovation Centre and also Brookmount Court.
Okay.
If you have a look at our website, all of the dates are on there. That's www.enterprising-women/DD. Again, that's www.enterprisingwomen-DD.
Okay, and the funding that your organisation, is there a charge, first of all, to take part in this course?
No.
That's
it's
good.
Absolutely free, and that's why you want to get the message out to as many women
absolutely
as possible.
Absolutely. So where does your money come from? Who funds it all?
Oh, yeah, well, we are a not-for-profit. We're the largest national non-for-profit, actually. And basically, we look for different grants, such as this, which is in conjunction with Connecting Cambridgeshire.
Okay, so we're doing quite a lot to, I guess, I normally think of them as connecting up all these villages just outside of Cambridge who inexplicably don't have broadband. But this is another side to their work.
It's actually part of it, actually. So what we're doing is we're helping to train the people that they're connecting. So there's no point in almost having the tools if you don't know how to use it. Or we have sponsors that help us actually sort of sponsor programmes for us. So, you know, we try hard to get our sponsorship and money.
And people who come along, do they have to demonstrate anything in particular to you before or is it open to all comers?
No, we actually welcome everyone. Before you come along on the course, we'll send you a little questionnaire just to fill out so that we can assess your level, how much you know. You don't need to know anything, or you could be just coming in to brush up skills. Then at least that way we can assess how to run that particular program.
And how many weeks typically of the course again?
Oh, each program is just from 10 till 1. It's only half a day training, but there's lots of different types of training available. So if you go along to the website, you'll see
you could do a series of half days, really, I suppose, over the course of a few weeks, maybe.
You can. So you can do your digital marketing, so your social media. Mm-hmm. You can see how to set up a home office. And also for women that are thinking about returning back to work and are a little bit unconfident about IT skills, coping with emotional change, setting smart goals, time management, there's a course for that as well.
Okay, well, it all sounds pretty good. Just remind us of the website address one more time.
The website address is www.enterprising-women/DD. That's for Destination Digital.
Ah, so it all makes sense. I was wondering what the DD was. Hammer, thank you very much
for
coming in.
Thank you.